Okay, we have an interesting edition of the Hashkafa Shmooze this week. First of all, it's great to be back again, see everybody again, the beginning of a new Zman. It's already probably not the beginning, but we're going to be mixing in this week. The interns are also going to, just for this week, the interns are going to be joining us. And so I was sort of asked to speak about a topic that's relevant to the interns, but this topic is certainly relevant to everybody, not just the interns. So the interns wanted us to speak about how does someone stay connected to learning while they're teaching, or the interplay between their own learning and teaching. Now, I think even if you're not going into teaching, who knows, maybe the guys from Yeshiva will also go into teaching, we don't know. But even if you're not going into teaching, what I want to really speak about is just A, how important it is, but B, how do you do it? How do you do it? Just making Torah learning into a lifelong endeavor. And certainly one of our primary goals here in the yeshiva is to train people and to open up their minds and to open up their hearts and to allow them to fall in love with learning to the degree that for a Jew, for a Ben Torah, he should feel that no matter where he is, no matter what he's doing, no matter how many pressures he has in his life, no matter how many responsibilities he has, that a Jew has to know that Torah learning has to be a permanent part of his lifetime. What a more appropriate day to speak about this on the day we just heard about Rav Ovadia and his level of perseverance and his level of focus and intensity in so many years of overcoming challenge for learning. Of course, we say every night at Maariv, Ki heim chayenu va'orech yameinu uvahem nehege yomam v'loila. Ki heim chayenu va'orech yameinu, that the study of Torah for a Jew, this defines his life. Uvahem nehege yomam v'loila. And we're supposed to, yehege might mean to think about them, might mean to speak them. Lahagos b'imrei shefer, we say in Mayedidus. Rabbi Nachshoni wrote a sefer called Hagos b'parashiyos haTorah. Hagos means thoughts. Sometimes it means statements. Lahagos b'imrei shefer. Uvehem nehege yomam v'loila. This has got to be something that day and night we're always focused on, we're always doing. Now, the problem is that some people think that if I can do it day and night, so then I do it. But if I can't do it day and night, and the overwhelming majority of people, myself very strongly, unfortunately, included, you don't have the time to study Torah day and night. You can have a job, you go to college, you're married, you have to deal with the kids, you got to go shopping, you got to pay the insurance bills, you got to do a million and a half things. Not everyone's going to be Zarcha to be Rav Ovadia. So if you're not going to be Rav Ovadia, so how do you make sure? So people think, okay, Shachris, Kriyashma, Shachris, Arvis, that's the basic chiv of Talmud Torah. However, if we believe, Rabosai, ki heim chayenu, if we believe that the study of Torah makes such a dramatic contribution to the spiritual quality of a person's life forever, then it can't just be when I have time for it, it can't just be when it's going to be uvehem nege yomam v'layla. Even if you're not yomam v'layla, we have to do things to make sure that this is going to be part of our lives. So, certainly the first point is kviyas itim. Kviyas itim. Chazal used the phraseology of kviyas itim, that the time has to be kavua. The time has to be kavua. I discovered a great gift 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I discovered a great gift. The gift that I discovered is 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:15 in the morning. That is a great gift that was revealed to me 4 years ago. I used to be a very much a late night person. And when you're a late night person, by the time you get to the end of the night, you know, and I'm still a late night person, but by the time you get to the end, if you have a whole day of work or a whole day of dealing with kids all day long, and you come home and that's going to be your Seder. So for many years, that was my main, you know, main learning, main Seder for my own was night Seder. Did that for many years. got permission from my wife. That's a whole story by itself. Should somebody learn out of the house at night, or should he learn in the house if he's married? What should you do at night? And many people learn at night. Some good stories about that. Reb Mordechai Willig, he always learned in the house at night. I tried that my first night of marriage. My wife didn't like it. She said, get out of the house. If you're in my house, I want you to be my husband. If you're learning, then I want you out of the house. But the key point is kvias itin. And one of the most important primary goals of your years in yeshiva has to be that Torah study has to become such an important part of your life that for a ben Torah, there should be no such thing as a day without the study of Torah. There's no such thing. Dov Lipman spoke here a couple of days ago. He talked about how the best part of his day, the most meaningful part of his day, is the half hour, 20 minutes, he said, I think, that before he starts work in the Knesset, he knows he's got that time for learning. You all know there's Balabatim they have. They learn Daf Yomi or something Yomi, like my friend said at the Siyum HaShas. Everyone has to have a set time, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim, which can't be moved. Some people, even though you're working, the paradox is, and here it comes to the chinuch people, the paradox sometimes is that people who are not in chinuch actually have a lot more time to learn than people in chinuch. I've seen this very, very often. And one of the reasons is because if you're not in chinuch, so even though nowadays your job ends, let's say, nowadays the jobs end 7 o'clock. It used to be jobs end at 5 o'clock. Then jobs end maybe 6 o'clock. Now there's a lot of jobs that, okay, if you're lucky, you have a job that ends at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. A lot of jobs, 7 o'clock. If you're a lawyer, I know you're working until 10 o'clock. Whatever it is, but the bottom line is, most jobs do not involve bringing work home with them. Bring work home. So you come home, let's say you come home at 8 o'clock. You didn't, you go to my. You still have 9 to 11. You have time. You have time to learn. You know, if you're not in chinuch, if you're in chinuch, you're hustling into 20 different jobs, giving 20 different shiurim all over the place. When is the time for your own growth? You have to hustle so much, you get paid less. So you got to hustle more. And paradoxically, people in chinuch sometimes have less time to learn. So nowadays, the time is, the job is to fall in love. Now while we have time, the more time you spend learning Torah now, the more your neshama connects to it, the more you fall in love. So an important thing to focus on now in preparation for the future times when life is going to be a lot more stressful is certainly falling in love to the extent that you can't fathom being without it. You can't fathom being without it. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha, Kehilas Yaakov. The Gemara says, don't read it as Morasha, but read it as Ma'orasa. You're supposed to have a relationship with Torah that it's like your beloved, like Erusin, Ma'orasa, like you're engaged to the Torah. And like in any relationship, the more you put into the relationship, the more you get out of it, the more love there is. When a husband and wife grow together, so in the early stages of marriage, so by definition, the love can't be as strong as it is 20 years into it. It can't be, because love grows as you put more effort into it. So nowadays, in the time that we are in yeshiva, or right after yeshiva, as you're getting into chinuch in the beginning, now's the time to really make sure you're falling in love, that you are in love with learning. The more time you put in, the more you give to each other, the more you give to learning, the more you end up loving you, just like a husband and wife. The more they give to each other, the more they love each other. That's why Chazal, that's why the Torah refers to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah as Shira. Kisva lechem es ha-shira hazos. Torah to a person supposed to be a Shira, something enjoyable, something, a song. I've said many times, in the name of Aaron Lichtenstein, I've said many times that Torah is compared sometimes to milk and water, and sometimes to honey and wine. It's got to be something that's a delicacy. We have to realize what a tremendous chus it is, what a tremendous kavod it is, how beautiful it is, how great it is. And hopefully, if you really fall in love and you really attach to it in that way, so then no matter what kind of stresses come your way, no matter what kind of pressures, so it will be something that you're just going to always need to stick with. You never get tired of eating cake. You never get tired of eating good stuff, of drinking wine. You never get tired of stuff, of drinking fine wine. But it needs kvias. It needs to be set in stone. So for me, I'm really, really busy during the day. And so 4 years ago, I discovered again, for a long time, I was learning at night. Night Seder was my thing. My wife was a big tzaddikas. You said out of the house you could learn. My whole marriage, I've been married now, how long? 23 years I've been married. So for the first, 15 years, 17 years, every night, it was the night seder, it was the time. That was the time that I was going to do. But this had to be kvius, had to be set. It's got to be set in stone, kavua. Kodesh kadashim can't be taken away. And you need to marry someone who respects this. Otherwise, it ain't going to happen. But it's more than that. It's more than that. And I say for everybody, you cannot compare, mostly for the Leif Shlom guys, you cannot compare the spiritual quality of life between a balabas who studies Torah every day with a balabas who does not learn Torah. And this applies if you're in chinuch too. You can't be mashpia on other people if you yourself are not continuing to grow. You can't be mashpia I should certainly say that the quality of the hashpa the quality of the hashpa, if you're not growing and learning yourself and you try to teach other people, so the quality is just it's lacking. It's soft. It's tepid. It's not as profound and real and deep and meaningful as it really could be. You have to be growing yourself in order to give other people. And to do that, you have to be koveya itimo Torah, of setting aside times to learn even the stuff that you're not teaching. Now that gets a little bit tricky, because certainly the beginning when a person's developing, so you're going to be learning what you're teaching. That's got to be your first commitment. You got to learn what you're teaching. But you can't just stop. Like, I've been teaching almost my whole life, ninth grade. I hope that my level of learning hasn't remained as a ninth grader my entire life. I hope I haven't just done that. You got to set aside times to challenge yourself, right? Everybody's got to always be growing in his learning. And again, like I said, you have to set aside times for your own learning, unconnected to your own teaching. If it's all just about teaching, then chances are that you're not really growing yourself. It's more than that. I just came across, now this year I'm teaching the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma has an incredible piece over here where he talks about how when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so this mechitza came up between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam, but Torah has the ability to break down that mechitza. When a person studies Torah, it's not just important because the mitzvah keeps you focused, it keeps you... It affects the whole quality of your life. Chazal say, and he talks about it here in Meshech Chachma, Chazal say, Barasi Yetzahar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. When a person studies Torah, and not every single person, but 95% of the time, a person studies Torah, it totally changes your attitude towards things. It totally changes your perspective. Your taivas are not as strong. I'm telling you, you could refine even the way you eat. Your taivas for food aren't as much. Your taivas for other things are not as strong. A person who studies Torah, the Torah sanctifies a person. It sanctifies a person. And yet you have to, even when you're in chinuch, and certainly when you're in other professions aside from that, the more you stay connected to that, the more your life is going to be sanctified. You're going to have the right values. You're going to have the right perspective on things. You're not going to get sucked into the taivas that every profession, including chinuch, the taivas that people get. And that's if you have your own seder kavua. And again, I say, primarily it has to be, the first responsibility is make sure you're well prepared. But let's say even that stuff that you're preparing to teach, you should learn it, in depth beyond what you think you're going to teach. First of all, because people are going to ask you questions. You got to be prepared for every question that comes up. Someone's going to ask you a question. You're going to have to know it. So you can't just say, oh, I'm going to prepare this on a ninth grade level. I'm teaching ninth grade. Because a ninth grader can come up with a question that a 12th grader would ask. Or that somebody. So you got to learn it. And you got to learn beyond the ninth grade. But beyond that, forget about that. You got to have some time. Like I said, what I discovered for me, and again, life gets so busy. Bez Hashem, you shall be blessed with having children, and when kids come into the picture, life gets so busy. There's shopping, and there's diapers, and there's carpools, and everybody's involved in this. Everybody. Life gets very busy during that. So that's why you have to work really hard to fight for that kviyas itim, to fight for that time. But there's going to be that time that I know is kodesh kadashim, not the time that's going to be invaded upon. That's why I'm telling you, the gift that I discovered 4 years ago was 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning, there's no carpools. 5 o'clock in the morning, there's no phone calls, there's no pressures, except Dr. Kirschbaum starts emailing me at 6, it's a problem. He starts he starts infringing on my time already at 6 in the morning, but whatever. I try not to answer his emails till like 7, but whatever. It's that time, 5:15 to 7, that's like my Kodesh Kodashim time where I can, you know, the world is not... So that's just stamina. For years, I was a late night person. For years, but late night, I found, by the time the night comes around... Again, for a guy, for 15, 17 years, it worked for me. So it might work for you too. You got to figure out what works. But the common denominator has to be Seder, Kavua, Kviya Seder, that nobody can touch. And again, you have to marry somebody who respects that, who wants that, who thinks that that's so important for the quality of the marriage, for the quality of life, for the quality of the future. That again, it might be Daf Yomi. If it's Daf Yomi, it's Daf Yomi. If it's 20 minutes a day, it's 20 minutes a day. Whatever it is, it's got to be Kodesh Kadashim. It's got to be Kavua, and it's got to be... It affects your whole quality of life. It affects your taiva. It affects your personality. It affects everything. That's what Chazal say. That's what Chazal say. He says over here, the Meshech Chachma writes over here that, and we'll close with this, he says Torah is a magnifying glass for Elokus. He wants to know, the Torah keeps talking about by the Avos, Lashem Hanira Elov, Lashem Hanira Elov. He says the word microscope. The Meshech Chachma knew the word microscope. He says, he says the word microscope. He says that Torah is a microscope for Elokus, that we have a physical body that sometimes, because of our taivas and physical things, that's why Hashem created us, that we don't have the right perspective. We can't see. We can't see what's really going on in the world. We can't see the ruchnius. We get clogged. And he says, a person who studies Torah, he quotes the pasuk, a pasuk in Eov, bases a ganz long drush on a pasuk in Eov. Pasuk in Eov says, Umibsari echaze elokai, from my basar, from my flesh, I could see the Rabbonu Shel Olam. He develops. I don't have the time to go into the whole drush now, but he basically says, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so it's Basar, the goof, can no longer see. When we had Beis HaMikdash was like, it gave us a straight path, straight through, to see the Rabbonu Shel Olam of the world all the time, to really walk around feeling like we're in the presence of the Rabbonu Shel Olam all the time. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, what do we have? He says, not only can Limud HaTorah bring us back to where, to the status that it was Beis HaMikdash, it could go even further. He says, a person who studies Torah Mamish could see times 100. He could see the Rabbonu Shel Olam's presence in the world times 100. He says, and that's, he can become like Adam before the Eitz Hadas. Adam before the Eitz Hadas, quotes from the Sforna, for Adam before the Eitz Hadas, they didn't have to put clothing on, because for them, all the different parts of the body were the same. There was nothing different. There was nothing, because everything was the same, eating, drinking, relations. It was all the same thing. The person didn't have taivas. Even my body was created by the Rabbonu Shel Olam, so all of its kulo kedusha, kulo holiness, Adam Rishon before the Eitz Hadas, there was nothing to be embarrassed about. It was kulo kedusha. So he says a person, but now the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed after Adam Sim and the Eitz Hadas, so then he had a taiva. That's why I had to cover over, because then things became murky. He didn't see so clearly. But he says a person who studies Torah can mamish go back to that same vision. He says, when Avram Avinu came back to Eretz Yisrael, when Avram Avinu got back to Eretz Yisrael, so he was able to refine himself. Zehu vayira Hashem el Avraham vayomer. Hainu shemitchila ro. So the Avram Avinu was able to get back that. He says through Limud HaTorah, all of us, again, at different levels, everybody has own madriga, but when a person studies Torah, he confronts the Rabbonu Shel Olam that way, he has that kind of interaction with Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person can get to that vision where the taivas don't bother him anymore, where the whole life is refined. So I feel so strongly about this. There's a lot of people, they debate, you know, the principal, should the principal still be teaching and all that stuff? The principal doesn't have time to teach. I feel so strongly about this. A person who's leading a yeshiva, or you're involved in leading a shir, you're a rebbe in a classroom, how could you not be working on your own learning and your own growth? It can't just be spending the whole time for preparing, or just, you know, how am I going to teach this ninth grader? That's very important. It takes a lot of time. But it takes a lot of time, and you have to do that. But a person always has to make sure his own avod is continuing. He's continuing to learn Musar. He's continuing. That's why, for me, the fact that I give this this Friday morning parasha shir, for me, that's like my own Musar to myself every week, to make sure that I'm growing, to make sure that I'm continuing to see what are the next levels that I have to get to in my own life. But everybody in their own life, there should be a Daf Yomi, there should be a Seder Kavua, it's got to be a Seder Kavua, and there should also be a component of Musar, a component of Musar everyone has to have. Maybe if you're zochet to be in a shul where the rabbi gives good drushes, so it's the rabbi's drushes. Or whatever is going to be your Musar, connection with the Talmud Chacham, that's also very important for everybody always. To have a connection with the Talmud Chacham, connection with the Gadol BaTorah, maybe it's your shul rabbi, you should be zochet to daven in a shul rabbi where you could feel inspired by the shul rabbi, that the shul rabbi should inspire you. Or a rebbe, everybody has to have a rebbe. We talk about it all the time, you got to have a rebbe, you got to have a connection to Torah. But the bottom line is, Torah learning is a lifelong endeavor. It's a lifelong endeavor. And Baruch Hashem, you all have role models, both of Balabatim and of Talmidei Chachamim, who and rabbis, who you have role models in your lives, who have kept that continuous Mayana Mizgaber, who have kept that continuous push and drive to keep on pushing, to grow, keep on making set times in their own learning. And Be'ezus Hashem, a person, like I said before, who, both for the guys in Chinuch, the guy who is a Mechanech, who continues his own growth all the time, you'll be 100 times better Mechanech than someone who just, you know, well, he prepares his classes, and, you know, and then he looks at the newspaper or whatever, and then he's involved in a side thing or, you know, other issues. But you have to set aside, time to constantly be growing. That's the idea. It's got to be with Kavias. Now is the time to fall in love. If you fall in love now, something you fall in love with, you'll never let go. Something you fall in love with, you really fall in love. Morasa, if it's a shira to you, kisulchem is a shira zos, you'll never let go. So now is the time to fall in love, and now is the time to make sure there's going to be kvius. And if you're still choosing a wife, you got to choose a wife who's going to be supportive of that, who's going to be supportive of kvius itim latorah. That is one of the most important criteria in getting married, is choosing a wife who's going to be supportive of a person's kviyas itim latorah. It's a hugely important thing. That if you have daf yomi every day, she's going to say, I want you to go to the daf yomi. There's going to be a rabbi shir Shabbos afternoon. She's going to say, I'll watch the kids for that hour. You go to the shir on Shabbos afternoon. That's, again, every person their own amount, their own thing. That's going to be such a different determinant to the overall spiritual quality of life. And for us, spiritual quality of life and quality of life is one and the same thing. For us, there is no life without spiritual quality of life. For a Jew, there is no life without that. That's the definition of life for a Jew. So everyone should have a great Shabbos. And guys, remember also, please, especially for the non-interns and for the interns, but for the non-interns, if you have a topic that you want to hear about, please email me or just pop it to my office and tell me any topic you want to hear about. If I have something to say on the topic, I would love to respond to the things that you want to hear about. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos and a great rest of the week, everybody.